Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Dumber Than We Thought, Part 2, 7 past 12. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 83 WCCO. Okay, so here we go again. We're trying to determine who is the Speaker of the House. I want this to be resolved by 12:35, Adam, for selfish reasons, because that's when we have Major Garrett scheduled to be on. And if this doesn't go as expected,
yeah,
then there's no Major Garrett. So what are you seeing right now?
That instead of votes like for present, there's a number of Republicans who have simply not voted. Jim Baird, Andy Biggs, Andrew Clyde.
These were some of the individuals who were skeptical of Mike Johnson. Just remind you, because Thomas Massey, a Republican from Boston, has already said he's a no. So because the margin is so slim, partially because your guy Gaetzy out.
Yeah.
And then the president-elect has grabbed a couple potential congressmen for his cabinet, that Mike Johnson, if he's going to become Speaker of the House, can only lose one vote. So I wasn't even aware this was a possibility that they just, at least the first time through, wouldn't vote. What are you seeing?
Jake Sherman from Punch Bowl News.
Yeah, he's probably as plugged in Congress as any.
One of their options are vote for Jeffries, vote for Johnson, vote for somebody else, not vote at all, or five, not vote at first to increase the pressure on Johnson, and then vote at the end of the ballot. So that's a little gamesmanship, apparently.
Now, Johnson has said that he wasn't going to be involved in horse trading.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when it was Mike, I was going to say Mike McCarthy.
Ever traded a horse?
No, it's been a long time since I rode a horse.
Yeah.
When's the last time you rode a horse?
It's been a while. I used to enjoy it very much.
I did too. There was one time I rode a horse where the horse was not loving me and I was not comfortable.
Thought I was going to buck?
Yes, I really did. But there's some. Okay.
6'5. Pin back.
651-461-9226. Outside of Buttercup, when you think of a horse name, what do you have? 651-461-9226. No. If those ears were pinned back, I probably would have jumped off and started running. When we had Kevin McCarthy, how many times did we go round and round and round and round? And he kept giving this, that. And finally, the concession he made is the vote to vacate, where if one Republican voted to vacate, you're out of there.
Yeah.
And they did it to him. And then it was going to be Jim Jordan. It was going to be Tommy Emmer.
Yeah.
It was going to be Steve Scalise. And then I guess if you're really an insider, you knew Mike Johnson. But a lot of us probably didn't really know Mike Johnson.
Right.
Backbencher, as they say. And it became Mike Johnson. And so they're going to have to go back. What's different here, too, is they announce everybody. When it's you're voting for the speaker, instead of, you know, it's electronically, yeah. Bing, 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 you go fast. Now it's Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Johnson. And so I guess they must have went Mr. Biggs, and he just sat there.
Mm-hmm. Bueller.
Biggs?
Bueller.
Biggs?
Yep.
651-461-9226. Is there a better high school movie than Ferris Bueller? The answer is no. Is there a better high school movie than Ferris Bueller, Adam Carter?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Fast Times would be a strong contender.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it.
High school movie.
Breakfast Club.
Overrated.
I think you are 1,000% right. We give it too much credit because it's a deep thinker.
Angst
and fraught, and yeah. Then the lessons, and we bring people together. It's kind of dull.
Also, 16 Candles, overrated.
I like 16 Candles, I think, better than Breakfast Club. John Hughes, just look up John Hughes' track record right then. Unbelievable, the stuff. Ferris Bueller, okay, 651-461-9226. Give me a movie that when it's on, you automatically stop. Because Ferris Bueller is on that list for me. I'll give you another one that I stopped and watched for about 20 minutes the other day. Crazy Stupid Love. Gosling.
Oh, yeah.
Emma
Stone.
Steve
Carell, right?
Steve Carell. Julianna Moore. I think that is just a wonderfully charming, funny. And then there's the crazy scene at the end when all the parts are kind of coming together. Do you think anybody makes a movie and says, okay, not only are we trying to make my masterpiece here, but we want to make a movie now in this streaming cable era where if Dave Harrigan is at home and he's clicking this halfway through, he can just watch for a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you do the movies as much now where you need to be locked in at the start?
Yeah, I think so, because I think a lot of the Marvel and the comic book movies are like that.
Well, those movies you can jump in anytime, can't you?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, what I'm saying is, do they make as many where you better be
paying attention?
I don't think we make as many.
And I think because they know the audience that we're just not, we don't watch that way anymore. A lot of us just don't watch that way anymore.
We're double screening.
Yeah,
we're double screening. Now, why are we getting a big ovation here? where Johnson and Scalise do not appear happy. So
somebody passed gas in the hallowed halls of the
now Johnson is happy.
Five Republicans as of now have not voted.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll wait and see what's going on. Can you give me a movie that when you see it on one of your, you have like, I think 74
screens.
Yeah. 74 screens and 74 streaming services. Congratulations. Give me a movie that you stop on. Is Shawshank that? I think that's how Shawshank has become.
Yeah.
By the way, Shawshank.
Overrated. Oh, I don't think it's overrated.
It's fine.
I think it's properly rated.
Okay, but to most people, it's one of the three or four greatest movies ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It's a good movie. It's not The Godfather.
No.
Get out of here.
Godfather's one I'll all stop and watch.
Yeah. Which you like better, Godfather 1 or 2?
You know, I've come back to Godfather 1 as being the better
that
movie.
That is the correct answer.
Yep.
I know you're waiting for me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, John McLaughlin.
Wrong. Dave Harrigan, do you have a movie that you can share with us right now that for some minutes, unless, you know, the house is on fire, you're going to watch just for a little bit?
Pulp Fiction.
Good answer.
Jump in anytime.
It's a great one.
Slapshot. Overrated.
You think Slapshot is overrated?
Paul Newman?
No, the movie, the whole movie. Not just Paul Newman himself. He makes great dressing.
I bought some the other day. A little light vinaigrette.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. He made a killing on that, didn't he?
He did very well.
And then he donated a lot of it to a great charity. How can you not like Slapshot? Do you hate America?
Hates hockey, guys. Too hockey. I just, you know, the first time I saw it was obviously well after it was released. It was probably in my 20s. Assumed I would love it.
The buildup was stupid.
Yeah, I assumed I would love it because everybody, you know, has reverence for this. You know, one of the great, hilarious sports movies of all time. And I saw it and said, eh.
That's how Lindsay felt the first night you guys had sex, too. I mean, a lot of build-up.
You got to go up from somewhere.
Okay. Dan Cook suggests Talladega Nights.
Hmm.
There's some funny moments in Talladega Nights.
Step Brothers.
That's one.
I haven't watched enough.
It's one that's so low on the radar, but it's so good. There's so many good parts of that movie.
I need to go back. I have mentioned this before. Slapshot 1977?
I think so.
Okay. My father removed me from Slapshot when the lady
in the theater?
In the theater. Which I think she's talking to Newman, right? And she's topless.
Bare breasts, yes.
And excellent breasts, by the way.
Yeah.
And my father said, that's it.
Yeah.
I think it might have been because he just didn't like hockey, to be honest. He acted like it was the boobs, but it was, I don't like hockey. All right, we got a lot of topics going.
Yeah.
We got a lot of topics going. That's what we like to do. Major Garrett at the bottom of the hour, we think, because we're still monitoring what's going on with the speaker vote at this point. Speaker Johnson, the former speaker, and maybe future speaker, Johnson has 120 and Akeem Jeffries has 108. Some Republicans have passed on voting. No one has voted present yet because right now Speaker Johnson, if you assume Thomas Massie is still going to vote no, Mike Johnson cannot lose a single other vote or else he is not the speaker and we play this game over and over and over again. 17 past 12 on, do you want to add something here?
No.
Okay. 17 past 12 on CCO.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to the music theme in a moment here. So, again, we have five Republicans who have not voted at all. Thomas Massie, who we knew was a no, he voted for Minnesotan. It's not one of the three of us, though. Tough break. I thought maybe we'd get a chance. He votes for Tom Emmer. And as Jake Sherman points out from Punch Bowl News, who is like the congressional guy, if in theory these five Republicans who just didn't vote, it wasn't that they voted present, that's different, okay? Well, then Akeem Jeffries becomes the Speaker of the House. That's not going to happen. So this may jeopardize us with Major, and that's really all I care about. The country is worried about the direction. I'm worried about 1235.
Right.
We got segments.
Think of yourself. I mean, that's the American way.
Think of yourself. All right, a lot of topics here. Responding from text 651-461-9226. Somebody says, best high school movie, American Pie. Where'd you stand? This is probably your sweet spot. Harrigan, would American Pie be kind of your sweet spot?
Yes.
Okay. First one I thought was pretty darn good.
It was.
Yeah? What'd you think of American
Pie? Yeah, very funny.
Mm-hmm. Second one, as okay.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah.
How many do they make, by the way? Four?
Well, there's a couple, at least a couple that went straight to video that didn't even include anybody, but probably Eugene Levy, he was still hanging out in there.
I stumbled into Superbad the other day. I love Superbad. You don't?
No.
Tell him why again.
I find Jonah Hill's character very annoying.
Yeah. I also find Michael Cera very annoying.
Yeah. I like Michael Cera.
Be tough for you guys to watch this movie. Yeah,
I did find it pretty funny. There's a couple lines.
Oh my god! And there's some really inappropriate
cargo pants.
I mean, when Hader comes in, there's when Sarah.
How about this Napoleon Dynamite? Is that a high school movie?
You bet it is.
Yeah, for sure. Very good. Hey guys, Goodfellas. That's a stop movie. This person says. Another person says Forrest Gump. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That could be for multiple categories we've raised because that's also another John Hughes movie. John Hughes. How old was John Hughes when he died?
50s, right?
Yeah. I mean, way, way too young. American Graffiti, I think people are suggesting as a high school movie. I haven't watched it in so long. That's about 1970, right?
Hughes died when he was 59.
Okay. That's me. That's me. Elf, people saying.
Elf, great TV show.
Elf, yeah. This is such an ASU thing.
Elf.
We had to, I think, for like a week in some broadcast journalism class, watch Elf.
Yes.
And we had to react to it. I mean, if you ever want to make fun of me for ASU, honestly, back-to-back classes, we had to study Elf. And the guy was like a former really successful journalist. I forget where. He's like, I want you to try to tell me why this is funny. You know, and so it was pretty good. Princess Bride. What do you stand on Princess Bride?
I love Princess Bride.
Yeah, it's really good. Few Good Men. What do you stand on that?
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's really good. Goonies. I've never watched Goonies.
You've never seen the Goonies?
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Great movie.
Happy Gilmore. Are we excited that Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out this year? I think there's going to be 800 cameos.
Yeah. I'll have to watch it, but I don't have much hope for it.
No. Sandlot. I don't think
massively overrated.
I agree. Total Recall with Arnold.
Mm.
The Shining. It's a great movie. Better Off Dead.
Oh, yeah. John Cusack.
Yes, exactly.
John Cusack made a couple great movies.
Yeah. He's a little too conservative for me.
Yeah, right.
Jeez. I mean, he makes Ilhan seem like Donald Trump Jr. Shawshank, Goodfellas, and The Fugitive. Where do you stand on The Fugitive?
Good movie.
It's a really, really good movie. Okay, tons of other ones. Let's get to a couple other topics. Can you first of all, the Chuck Wagon with the chili, excellent combo.
Good.
Excellent combo.
Could we see it at a high-end restaurant later this year? That combo.
I guess.
Done in there. You know.
Are you breaking the news that I'm opening a high-end restaurant?
Chili and Chuck Wagon.
Yeah. Best gas station food, 651-461-9226. Chuck Wagon has to be a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah. I mean, in the classic sense. If you talk about current gas station food, I mean, we're at the pinnacle of gas station food, I believe. I mean, you go to Quick Trip, you can get some really good food.
That's true.
Our Casey's Pizza.
Yep.
Way up there.
I think of the hot dog on the grill. It's just a quintessential.
Roller hot dog. Roller dog.
Right? 651-461-9226. Oh, somebody else voted for someone other than Mike Johnson. Can you check Jake Sherman?
Oh, I'll check it out.
Yeah. So, in other words, Mike Johnson is cooked in attempt number one to be Speaker of the House. Let's not allow that to affect Major Garrett with us, though. That's the key.
Ralph Norman voted for Jim Jordan.
Ooh, Ralph. He's been an outspoken. You know, he wants everything. Now, Chip Roy's standing up. He also was threatening to vote for somebody else. So, yeah, right now, again, this. And by the way, if they're going to get a speaker eventually, they're going to have a margin of two. Trump's going to want everything. The Democrats are going to turn it down. They're going to get nothing done. I mean, nothing's going to get done at all. Okay, can you play me the audio from Curb Your Enthusiasm from, it was one of the last seasons, right? So it wasn't the last season, maybe the third to last season. This is an interaction. They are at a health club. The woman is pregnant. There's also some great byplay about when Larry's telling her not to exercise. Let's not forget that. But this part of the conversation.
Happy New Year.
It's a little late, frankly, for the Happy New Year's, you know?
Why? Just happened a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that's too long. Statute of limitations is kind of run out on the New Year's. 3 days. Plenty.
3 days.
By the way, everything doesn't have to be happy. Why does everything have to be happy?
He's 100% right. Everything doesn't have to be happy. The people tell you, oh, great day. They're being disingenuous. They just are. And he nails it. This is it. I don't need to hear from you next week, January 12th or whatever, whenever. Hey, Happy New Year. No. How about, what are we next to?
Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog's Day. President's Day.
MLK Day's coming up.
MLK Day. But Larry nails it. This is it. For all holidays, for birthdays too. 3 days maximum. So this is a big birthday for you. January 31st, you turn 80. No, you turn 50. Nobody can text you on February 4th, hey, belated happy birthday. You've missed the window. 3 days is it. Are you with me, Adam?
I'm not with you.
What?
I give you 7 days. I give you a week.
A week? Why?
Because.
We have another non-vote for Johnson, by the way, so three. A week?
Yeah, you get a week. I mean, if you haven't seen the person, the week is...
Make an effort to see the person, text, communicate, something like that. And then if you
I've got to see everybody I know in the first 3 days of the new year?
You should. Or, by the way, here's the thing. You have a conversation with them and don't say Happy New Year. Like, when we talk in April, when you see me, Dave, your first thought isn't Happy New Year. We just keep going.
No, because that's outside the seven-day window.
I know. So we have a conversation without saying Happy New Year. 3 days maximum.
You're alone on an island on this one, buddy. I'm
so,
with Adam.
So was George Washington, okay?
Yes. Actually, he had a whole continental
he crossed
army
the Delaware and stood on an island.
Exactly.
No, 7 days is perfect. Yeah. And, I mean, you throwing the birthday comparison is just ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. You should be ashamed of yourself. Have you no shame?
One of the clowns who criticizes no matter what we say says, Curb has to be the worst show ever. I hope you roll both ankles later today, okay? How about that? You know,
tell me you have no sense of humor without having a sense of, without saying you have no sense of humor.
Yeah, correct. A week. Does that include happy birthday a week later, too?
For sure.
How about Christmas? How long then for that holiday? A couple months?
No, if you ask the
promise with Christmas is you're bumping into New Year's then. So that's a combo platter.
Have you heard of the 12 days of Christmas, Chad?
Yeah.
That's fake.
We say Merry Christmas 2 weeks before it's Christmas.
That's right. I don't.
Oh, you're hard and fast on that?
3 days.
Oh, you're worried.
So somebody says, hey, Merry Christmas. You go, no. I'm sorry.
I tell them to F off.
It's happy holidays.
So. Jesus hated you.
Hey, you know what? Jesus doesn't know what's happening yet. What are you talking about? Yes. You know, I mean, he's fine. He's watching TV right now. You actually get 6 days because you get the 3 days before and the 3 days after. Like, you know, you guys are, you're we went to, it was like 2 weeks, which you're basically saying a week before.
No, we said a week.
3 days. That's it.
Are you saying Happy New Year on December 29th?
Some people do.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Absolutely. Adam, you know they do. See him on the 20th. Hey, Happy New Year.
No, that's when you say, see you next year.
Yes. Oh, yep, this is the last beer I'm going to have for the year.
Chad, I'm on with you. 3 days. What edibles are your coworkers eating right now? Yes.
Oh, I wish.
I totally agree with Adam. 1 week. Too many exclamation points. Whoa, that's a lot.
Yes. You can't have too many.
Chicken from Quick Trip. The best gas station food is somewhere in Hawaii. Let's go. I'm all for it. And Becker, Bill's Super at the breakfast sandwich. Is sitting next to competitors like the Carter Mansion. The Deli Express Chuck Wagon sandwich is a culinary delight. Chad's never seen Goonies, dead to me. Quick Trip is the best gas station food. There's a lot, right, at the Trip. All right, do we know if we have Major?
I've not been told we don't yet.
Okay.
Major might be in limbo. We'll find out.
Yeah. You going to hang or are you going to leave?
Well, I could just be on the phone.
That's gonna help us get him. I mean, geez.
What? It's the greatest laugh on radio today.
It is the greatest laugh. Hopefully that real laugh will be here in moments. If you have such a narrow margin in the House, you have Donald Trump coming in and feeling like he has a mandate. And we can get into the semantics of what a mandate is. He won decisively. I know somebody was very mad at me yesterday when I said he won decisively. Didn't. And said, that's why I don't listen to your show. Oh, yeah. Noted me enormous supporter of Donald Trump. It's just a fact. The election was decided by 7 swing states. We weren't one of them. We thought maybe we would be. We weren't. 43 other states basically were set off to the side. 7 states were going to decide it. And Donald Trump won all those states. That's a decisive win, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? His margin in the House is extraordinarily slim. He has 53 votes in the Senate. We don't know who's going to be the Republican senator from Florida, because Rubio is one of the automatics in his cabinet. It's not going to be Laura Trump, because now she has her singing career. My God, she should never sing publicly again. You know, I'm not saying I have a great voice, but Tom Petty will emerge from his grave if she sings "I Won't Back Down" again. My God,
please, please back down.
Stop. Sometimes you got to back down. Okay, Laura, you might be a very kind person, but you're just not a good singer. Okay. So what are we going to do? Because Trump is going to want everything. He is going to want everything. I thought it was interesting when some Republicans stood up to him on the debt ceiling vote. So are there going to be more Republicans? They're standing up to Trump here also, because Trump came out. He wants Johnson. Now he'll flip to somebody else quickly. But these are Republicans standing up to him again.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen in the next three months?
I'm wondering because he's been such a force to say, well, I cannot cross him at all because I'll get primaried and I'm done. And clearly, there's no fear of that on the part of some of these folks.
For some, there's still a lot who don't want to challenge him. But at least for a few.
Yeah.
And by the way, when the margin is so slim, he has to fear a few.
Yeah.
And he's not going to get Democrats on almost anything. Right. And people are saying, expect shock and awe. That's the phrase they're using now on day one. So is that just on immigration? That literally once he takes the oath of office, that's right at noon Eastern time, right? So during your show.
Mm-hmm.
So by 11:30, when you and Jordan are on, should we anticipate law enforcement all across the country trying to round up the worst of the worst illegal immigrants? Is that shock and awe? What else creates shock and awe? Or is this just Trump and bluster?
Well, for sure, bluster. But, I mean, it wouldn't shock me, though, if that's part of it. Or, I don't know, do multiple people automatically get fired on day one? Pink slips? I don't know what that means.
Okay, how about Trump and the New Orleans situation? It's a horrifying tragedy. 14 people are mowed down, killed in a terrorist attack. The total number is 15 because that involves the killer. And he continues to bring up the porous border with the clear inference tying the border to New Orleans. They're not tied together on this story.
Zero.
There's no connection, none, zero, zilch. The border is too porous.
Mm-hmm.
I think we agree that's an area where Joe Biden failed. And again, we'll go over it. Did Biden offer up a bill right away? Yes, he did. Congress wanted more. Then Lankford, Murphy, and Sinema came together with a bipartisan bill. Trump basically told Republicans, don't vote for him. And Republicans who were afraid of him said, okay, even though Republicans were getting a lot of what they wanted, Democrats weren't getting anything, basically. Did Republicans get everything that bill? No, of course not. But Trump spiked that away like Karch Karai. It's probably the list of volleyballers. Steve Timmons was my other one. Flo Hyman. Wasn't she an excellent?
You just made that up.
I think she was an excellent volleyball player. And so then, you know, Biden does the executive order, which, by the way, did dramatically slow down.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just lying, 1,000% lying about the tie to New Orleans. And this is where, like, I kind of fell for this again after the 16 election. Like, you wasn't a supporter in 16, but then he brought in a lot of people. And, you know, when he talked as he was getting ready to become president, you thought, well, maybe it just was who he was as candidate, now as a president.
Right. He'll live up to the job. He'll be in awe of the job.
Because now, again, since he won, 7-0, we haven't seen much of him.
Right.
When we've seen him, he's actually seemed more moderate.
Correct.
But then he just comes
out.
Not as edgy. And now he comes out and he's just lying about a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
The president-elect, who's basically the president, because the other guy is invisible. I mean, Joe Biden, you know what Joe Biden should do today? I'm not kidding. Step down and say, Donald Trump, you're president now. He's abdicated his responsibility. And when he had to speak the other day, it was sad, painful, and embarrassing to the people who for years knew he wasn't up the office. I would like...
They should be ashamed of themselves.
They should be ashamed of themselves. But I got like a few texts who ripped me over and over and over and over and over again when I would say Biden wasn't capable. Oh, you're wrong. You're wrong. No, read these stories. Seems like he wasn't capable maybe from opening day. So we can't rely on the president to tell us the truth about a terrorist attack? Is that where we're headed for the next 4 years?
Oh, of course. I mean...
Think about it. The votes are done. Johnson gets 217. Jeffries gets 213. And the three others. Oh, shockingly, Nancy Mace has made herself available for the cameras. Yeah. Mm. Stunning that Nancy has done it. Dave, what do you want to say about likelihood stuff is going? Somehow, some way, do we all agree Mike Johnson's going to be the speaker before this day is done? He's going to he's acting like he's not going to offer any concessions. He's going to try to wait these people out maybe for a couple more tries and see what Trump says. Dave, how optimistic are you that we're going to see notable progress? Because Trump is going to want literally everything. He's going to say, I won, greatest victory ever. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the plurality of the popular vote is it's a small win for Trump. And people keep pointing that out. Who predicted Trump was going to win the popular vote?
Nobody.
So it just shows again what a decisive victory it was for him. What do you think? I mean, because I don't know. For the folks who abhor Donald Trump, they don't want anything to get done. But for our country, what a crazy concept. Can we pass a couple bills? Can we function? Can we find fundamental areas where you can actually come to an agreement?
I don't see how that's going to get any better. Donald Trump earlier, I think it was earlier this week, he said he's all in on Team Johnson for speaker. That was earlier this week, right?
Even today came out.
Do you believe that? Because to me, that came out as I'm going to say I want Mike Johnson. Hopefully that will get the House Republicans behind Mike Johnson. And then we can get me certified, get the whole thing done, and then I can just rip him to kingdom come 2 weeks later.
Well, by the way, you have to have speaker to elect the next president.
Right?
That's a minor point.
And to swear in the members, right?
Yeah, to swear in the members. That's a minor point. We don't have a Congress without speaker, although we're also saying nothing's going to get done, so do we need a Congress? I mean, it's as crazy as that seems. I think, you know, if you're the speaker and the margin is this thin, and you are beholden to Donald Trump, every day you wake up saying, what calamity is going to happen? But it's intoxicating because you get to be Speaker of the House. You're two heartbeats away from being the President of the United States. And who was Mike Johnson 18 months ago?
Mike Johnson.
Yeah, he was
the most common name in America.
Exactly. 651-461-9226.
John Smith.
Other famous Mike Johnsons. How about Michael Johnson, the Olympic runner? He could run. All right, what do you want to say about the topic at hand? What's going to get done? Do you see Mike Johnson as the next speaker? It's funny how... Why does CNN have a 216, 215? Whereas Fox has a 217, 214.
Right-wing, left-wing bias.
I mean, we can't even count correctly between CNN and Fox. That's how divided we are right now. 47 past 12. Chime in if you like. Agree, disagree, nuance, whatever you want. 651-461-9226. What do we got for a music theme, Dave Harrigan?
It's our second day in a row. We're kind of having a food theme.
Okay.
And we have to recognize that tonight's the big game. Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Who's pumped up? So we've got music. We've already played a song called Mayonnaise, a song called Yum Yum, Gimme Some. This is Mean Mr. Mustard. We got condiment-based tunes
nice.
Today.
Condiment-based
I was
music.
Wondering if you could
Who is the leader in condiment-based music in America?
I was wondering if you were going to come up with all songs with mayo in it. That would have been...
I thought about items that mayonnaise would accompany, you know, turkey, ham, things like that. But no, we're going to talk condiments today.
That's fine. This text.
Of course it is fine.
I know. Stay in my lane.
Need your approval.
Stay in here.
Exactly. You wouldn't know the truth if it was staring you in the face. Okay, call in and tell me.
What is the truth?
What is the truth? What did I say? What did Adam say? What did Dave say? Which wasn't the truth? I also said Donald Trump won decisively. I said Mike Johnson before the day is done.
Is this
it's time they speak out? I said Joe Biden wasn't functioning for 4 years. This wasn't exactly a liberal rant. My God.
I don't know if that texter is referring like the believability of some people to say, oh no. This the New Orleans killer wasn't in the country illegally when there's absolutely zero evidence of that. I mean, it's just factually wrong. The sky is blue.
Yeah.
This guy is from the U.S.,
yeah.
from Texas.
And it's frightening what happened. Inspired by ISIS. How it happened, why it happened, is it just inspired? Because we keep being told it was only inspired versus directed. That's a big difference. It's a horrifying story.
Right.
14 lives are gone. 3:50 in the morning. They're celebrating. Iconic place. And the border still stinks, but you know what?
Right.
You know what I believe in? Facts.
Yeah.
And we had a caller, and I, even if you massively disagree with me, I thank every one of you for listening. Same. I know you feel the same way. But there's a difference when we're giving our opinions, and neither one of us is a big backer. None of the three of us are big backers, Donald Trump. But we're saying, who here is bragging about Joe Biden? We're saying Joe Biden should step down. He can't even do the job. But on a terrorist incident, the truth matters, Dave.
It does.
And so people shouldn't be lying that he came in from the border and the truck came in from the border. Nope. U.S. Army vet, something happened, and he mowed down and murdered 14 people. Why can't we just – is that impossible to acknowledge, Dave? Am I missing something?
Shouldn't be.
Right?
It shouldn't be, but it seems like it is. And once you put it out there, if you're Donald Trump, if you're somebody with that kind of reach, once you put it out there, it's too late. Ain't coming back.
Somebody wants to know the name of the band who sang the tune.
That was the Beatles.
The most recent was the Beatles. That came from Abbey Road.
That was Abbey Road? Huh?
Yeah. Deeper cut.
Donald Trump, among the Texans, marginally won the popular, marginally all capitalized, mostly due to those who decided not to vote. Okay, that's an opinion, right? I don't know. Is that – do you buy that?
I think it has more to do with young men who chose – who usually would have sat it out – who actually voted for Donald Trump.
I think that's a huge area where Donald Trump deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah. Whether it's going on podcasts or the broadcasts or whatever it is, it worked.
It worked very effectively. He also has tapped into, ever since he came down the escalator, those of you who feel like you've been the forgotten person. That whether it's for jobs, government assistance, getting passed over, not treated fairly. I am your guy. I'm stunned by that because I don't think he would have flown his plane over many of those states. I think he's a chameleon in this area. I don't think he's telling the truth, but you are completely allowed to disagree with me and vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
I also think Harris was, at best, a mediocre candidate. And if you were going to be a Democrat, you had to, whether it's fair or not, separate yourself from Joe Biden. And Biden should have put country ahead of himself. And he should have said in 2022, after the midterms, where he didn't lose as much, as we thought, because normally the first midterm vote of a first-year president, the opposition gains votes. They did, but not as much. Right then, Adam, Joe Biden just said, transition president, I'm out.
Let's have a primary.
Let's have a primary. And you just would have had a better chance with someone who wasn't tied to the Biden administration. It's crazy how easily they can influence people to join them. Talking about these videos. It is frightening. And I mean, Christopher Wray, now the former FBI director, has been saying for how long, one of our greatest fears is that inspired American who's already in our country, who is not on our radar for anything, and this happens, and, you know, they continue to say that New Orleans and Vegas are not tied together. And I get that's a heck of a coincidence. Like Tom Holman, the incoming immigration czar, he's saying, I don't think they're right. And then it was on Fox, and the Fox reporter pressed him. He said, I don't have the proof, but it's just my gut instinct. I get how people would think, hey, that would make sense. We still got to go by facts.
Got to go by facts, but that shows you when conspiracy and conjecture enter in with a lack of facts. And boy, that Vegas one, there's a lot of mystery around that one.
100%. Thank you, sir, for hanging around. Shaletta.
Happy New Year.
That's it. No more. Don't say it again. Shaletta, next hour. Major, maybe. Major, obviously, is tied up in what's going on with the speaker situation. How soon we'll have another vote. Lindis Construction Time Check. It's time to stop talking. It's time to get $500 off your insulation project. Call for more details. Do it right now.